In the gospel today, we see Jesus having mercy and pity on those 10 men with leprosy. He approached them and cured them. They were not even to live in the city. They lived out of the city walls, and food was thrown to them. So they were really dissociated from society. And here is Jesus. He went and cured them. And then he complained, but were not 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? The one who came to thank him was a Samaritan, was not even Jewish. It was a Samaritan. Samaritans and Jews had nothing in common. They were enemies. And yet it is this man who came back to give thanks to the Lord for what he has done for him. An elderly man named Joseph was taking his wife for a doctor's appointment. Now, Joseph was 86 years old, and it was January and very cold in New York City. As they stood waiting for the bus, Joseph prayed, "Lord, can I ask for a taxi?" Taxis came and went by. One stopped. He told them to come in. As they sat in, Joseph told the driver that God sent him. The driver said, "I was not going to stop, but I looked at you two. Something made me say, get in." "So your prayers, Joseph, were answered." The driver, of course, received a good tip. So Joseph said to the driver, "Here, take this and give some of it to the Lord. Thank him for me." You know, a few years ago, there used to be letters written to Dear Abbey regarding who should thank, who sent thank you notes for wedding gifts received. Some said that's the bride's job. Some said that the bride and the groom together should send thank you notes. Or the grooms complained and said, "Since most of the gifts are for the bride, it is the bride that should send a thank you note." Maybe it'd be an easier idea to get a German shepherd and teach him how to sign thank you cards. But whatever happened to gratitude? You know, we take it for granted sometimes. And when we had a little luncheon here about 6 years ago, Father Vic was still alive, and this little old lady, she won a little box where it happened to be cologne for men. When she looked at me, said, "I don't have a man," she said, "you take it." I said, "Oh, no, no, oh, no, you take it. Oh, I said, thank you, thank you. I don't know how much it costs." I said, "Thank you." So next morning came, I opened it. I went like this, you know. And I came down, and who was downstairs? Father Vic. The first thing he said, "Have you been smoking?" I said, "What do you mean smoking? It's only 5:30 in the morning. Well, you smell like it." And then Father Eugene met me, same thing. So I was at the end of the Cologne, I crossed it. But the lady meant well, and she should be thankful for that. Anyway, how much a parent grieves when a son or a daughter does not write or visit them. A young woman is hurt by the smallest forgetfulness on the part of the man she loves. Many a time, we are all guilty of not thanking people. We be like the nine that did not come to thank Jesus. If gratitude should be expressed to our fellow men and women, how much more shall we be thankful to God, the source of all that we are and all that we have? You know, you hear people sometimes something, some blessing comes along. They say, they call it good luck. We never say thank you to the Lord, but when some misfortune comes on, often we say, why does God permit this to me? We are to be so thankful to the Lord. Look at creation, nature, which it doesn't cost to any money, really. You take a beautiful walk, the flowers, or the lofty mountains, the beautiful lakes. Do we ever say thank you to the Creator? We take it for granted. Today, we may ask, are we grateful to God for giving us food to use? Are we thankful to God for giving us life? Do we take care of it from the womb to the tomb? Do we show our gratitude to God by taking care of nature? The best way to express our thanks is through the Eucharistic celebration. The Mass, as you know, is also known as Thanksgiving. Eucharist, it means thanksgiving. We are here today because we are grateful and want to express our thanks to God for being so good to us. And it's so nice to see so many people, Sunday after Sunday, coming together to worship our Creator. 45 minutes a week, that's all we give Him. That's not much when we can spend hours watching television or a football game. Yet if Christ were to come down the aisle right now, He would ask, where are the other nine? Where are the other parishioners who claim to be members of St. Dominic? Where are they? Don't they know that I wait for them Sunday after Sunday? So what is our job? Well, one time, a young man told Jesus, he said, Lord, I want to be your apostle. I want to be your follower. And Jesus said, no, but I have another job for you. He said, go to your own village, to your own house, and tell them how good God has been good to you. That was his message. We are here today to do the same. At the end of Mass, we are told to go. We are sent. But the Mass is not ended. We don't end being Christians at the door. We are to continue promoting the gospel by what we say or by what we do. We are to tell people, especially family people maybe, that Jesus is waiting for them. He is waiting not only at Christmas or Easter, but he's here all year round. So if any member or the family members you know that do not practice, pray for them. Give them good example and tell them, and then let them make their own story. But tell them the Good Shepherd misses them on Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.